Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12, is our lectionary text on the second Sunday in the season of Advent. Hear these words of the Lord. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is laying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Here ends the reading. These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. May we pray. The candles have been lit, O Lord. The light of the world has gathered in one place to worship. We are here. We are here to recognize that you are here. Yet we are not to remain here. For when we dismiss, we are to go back out into the darkness with our light and to shine, pointing beyond ourselves to the source of light, who is Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. By the look of the generations that I see before me, I think you might be able to answer this question. Do you remember Johnny Carson? More importantly, do you remember Ed McMahon? For those of us who stayed up until midnight, and that was my youth's history, I used to stay with my Aunt Faye and Uncle Ed, and I always liked staying with them because they didn't go to bed early. They stayed up late at night. Even after the evening news, they stayed up. It was like 11:30 that they would stay up and watch the Johnny Carson show. I remember when the Johnny Carson show used to come on, I remember that familiar voice. I remember Ed McMahon, who would always talk about the show, and you and I knew when Johnny was getting ready to bounce on stage, because Ed McMahon would say, "And here's Johnny." Wouldn't you love to have a job like that? What do you do for a living? Well, I pretty much introduced Johnny Carson. Oh, well, what else do you do? Well, I laugh at his jokes. Oh, well, that's great. What else do you do? That's about it. So you're telling me that you made a living introducing Johnny Carson and laughing at his jokes? Yeah, that's pretty much how I made my millions. Johnny Carson was asked, what did he contribute his success to? And Johnny Carson said that he was honored that all of his career, he was introduced by the great Ed McMahon. Most of you and me, we live our lives introducing people to the one we call Lord and Savior. We introduce him because our life is sort of like that bony finger of John the Baptist, who points beyond ourselves to the source of life, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. As God sent Jesus, Jesus sends us. And you and I, in our relationship with one another and God and neighbor, We point beyond ourselves to the source of life. That's why we live the life that we live. We introduce others to Jesus by how we live and how we treat one another. Advent, leading into Christmas. I wonder if I really associate the word revolution to the word Advent. In order to think about Advent being a revolution, I must think about something in my life that I'm not happy with, that only Jesus is going to be able to turn on its head, that only Jesus is going to be able to turn around. I must consider that I too am a slave to something in which I cannot free myself of, and I need Jesus. Jesus alone to come and to deliver me from that which I cannot free myself of. And brothers and sisters, that which you and I cannot free ourselves of, that you and I do not have the power to overcome, is sin and death. You and I experience every day the effects of sin and death. I was talking to someone on the phone last night, and we got around to Advent. And I said, you know, I'm not sure that I've always understood Advent as a time of revolution, when it's time for Jesus to come back and to end this place that we know is called the world. And he said, you know, Randall, it wouldn't disappoint me one bit if he came back right now. I had to think about that one. Because, you know, I'm not really sure that personally I would have agreed to that statement. Because if Jesus comes back right now, I won't be able to open my Christmas presents. I mean, if Jesus came back last night, I wouldn't be able to go to CJ's with the Sunday school class. I mean, that would be a bummer, would it not? If he came back last night, you all wouldn't get to hear this tremendous sermon that I have been working on. Now, I expect y'all to laugh a little bit harder at that one. Thank you. You know, I'm saying to you the truth because it is the truth. I don't know how much I long for Jesus to come back. Because, to be honest with you, I think my life's pretty good. I think my life is okay. I'm not sure that the sin in my life I consider to be that disturbing to Jesus. I mean, you know, everybody does what I do, so I'm sure Jesus has pretty well gotten used to it. I mean, surely it doesn't disturb him enough to think, well, I better call the world to a halt. Surely someone else lives worse than I do. I shared with you when I was in seminary, when I went into counseling, I would complain about certain things in my life, professors and just life in general, and my counselor would always remind me how good I used to think I am. She said, Randall, you're such a good person, aren't you? And you probably wish that everybody else was as good as you were. I mean, I was paying this woman good money to say these things. I thought, woman, you better start earning your money and start saying better things about me than this. But you know what? I actually kept sitting there and listening to her. And it made me wonder, when John calls you a group of snakes and talks about how you better not claim your heredity of getting into heaven and starts talking about that God's axe is to the root, why would you and I even stand around and listen to any more than that? Why wouldn't that be enough to cause us to get up and to leave? Why did I just keep sitting there listening to this woman tell me just exactly who I am? Who does she think she is? But I knew she was right. Regardless if she was an Episcopal priest, I knew she was right. I knew what she said to me would be for my own good if I would just listen. I knew I needed Jesus, and I'm just as unrighteous as the next person, and I need Jesus to come back just as bad as the next person. But even though I don't always think that way, I do need to be reminded of that. Sometimes I don't think I long hard enough, bad enough, for Jesus to come back, because sometimes I think my life's okay. I mean, if I want something to eat, I go to the refrigerator. If I want to get paid, I wait till the first of the month. If I want to hug my son, I go back there and hug my son, regardless if he wants me to hug him or not. If I want to go somewhere, I'll get in my car and I'll go. If it's low on gas, I'll go to the gas station and I'll get gas. If I need clothes, I'll get online and I'll order me a pair of pants or shirt, and Ups will bring it to me and I'll gather it. I mean, I've got a pretty good life. Why do I want Jesus to come and spoil all of that? But sometimes I get a call, not always, but sometimes I get a call from people who are hungry and need something to eat. They're out in the elements and need a place to stay. Life for them isn't my life. And if Jesus came back, they wouldn't be disappointed at all, because they wouldn't have to call me and ask me for what oftentimes, for some, is a very embarrassing question. It's Advent. There's people in our world that's not happy with a lot of things that's going on. Maybe you're one of those. And only Jesus can save us from what you and I are not happy with. Being saved from sin and death. This past week, you and I got to hear and even experience what happens because life just isn't the way it needs to be. Things catch fire. People kill each other. Then they kill themselves. Life's just not right. And there's only one who can put it right. It's not you, and it's not me. It's Jesus. And until he comes back, you and I are always going to be able to say, things shouldn't be like this. Trust me, brothers and sisters, one day, they won't be. May we pray. Speak to our minds and our hearts this day, O Lord. Give us a hunger, a thirst that only you can satisfy. Help us to remember that we are aliens in this world. This is not our home. Disturb us every once in a while, O Lord, to help us to long for your coming back. Help us to know that life will not always be this way, that this world is not a place where it doesn't get any better than this. Oh, yes, it does. And when Jesus comes back, then is when it gets better. May that be our hope, our peace, our love, and our faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we ask it. Amen.
Thank you again for allowing us to worship with you on this Lord's Day. We look forward to worshiping with you again. God bless you.